part of our mission at BetterHelp is to make seeking therapy convenient. It shouldn't be so hard to find the help. Your life has been hard enough, and that's why you're now wanting to make this decision.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I'm very happy to have Hsu Jo. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me. Hsu, how are you doing?
Hi, Art. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you.
Same here. You know, the Art of Fatherhood podcast is, you know, just where we as parents can kind of talk about everything. And especially with the pandemic, with everything that's going on in the world, and we want to make sure we're there for their kids. I'm so glad that I'm having you on the show because you're a licensed marriage and family therapist. You are a clinical support lead for BetterHelp.com, who I'm working with right now, teaming up with. The topic of mental health is now getting more talked about. People are sharing their thoughts about mental health and all that. But can you share with me some of the hangups people might be have listening to this? It's like, oh, I don't need to do this. I you know, just another day, I'll probably get over it. But like, there are a lot of things that I think people get in their way of getting help. And when they finally get help, they're like, why didn't I do this earlier? But just from your expert opinion and your, you know, everything that you've seen, what is something, you know, what are some of the ways that people can kind of get over that hump and like, okay, I need to make sure that I'm there, not just for myself, but for my family?
Great question. And, you know, you described this thought process that people have once they finally get help and they question, why did it take me so long? Why didn't I just do it? And, you know, now at that point, they've had this positive experience. They've had the evidence that they need that this is effective. When you don't have that, or when you don't have proof to yourself that something is going to work for you, it's very hard to make that initial leap. You're essentially taking a risk too, right? You're putting your time, your money, and your energy into something that may or may not work. And a lot of people are risk averse, especially these days when it comes to time, money, and energy. These are all things that people are pressed for. I guess, you know, if somebody's pondering whether or not they should continue this search for finding mental and emotional support in some way or another, it's like, what have you got to lose by trying this, right? If you don't try it, that's fine. Things will stay the same for you, if not get worse. But trying it is trying something different. And I believe people quote Albert Einstein all the time by saying, like, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome. So if you really want to chase wellness, if you want to pursue living a healthy and fulfilling life, it's about trying stuff that you haven't maybe considered before. Especially if you're a parent, do you want to model being stuck and doing nothing for your children? Or do you want to show your kids that you are capable, that you, my child, are capable of making improvements, of being healthy, of living a healthy life?
Spot on. Yeah, it's funny. I did use that expression, that Einstein, the insanity thing, like yesterday, talking with my friends. It's funny you said, because we have, like, you know, things are out there right in front of us, but sometimes you look past it, right? You can't see the forest through the trees, to use another analogy. But like, yeah, like, you're spot on. And you answered actually one of my other questions. You know, on this podcast, I talk to dads where it's like, you know, if you're telling them to do something, but you're not doing it yourself, they're gonna be like, well, why am I doing this? Because mom or dad's not doing it, but they're telling me to do it. Why should I do it? If they're not taking their own advice. So I think that, you know, what you said right there is kind of like a great thing. Like, parents don't have all the answers. You know, once I became a parent, I realized, like, man, I don't have all the answers. And how do I find these answers? It's by research, it's by education, it's by, you know, trying to find what will benefit not just myself or my family. So I agree 100%. Let's talk about the new parents, mom or dad, going through postpartum depression, going through all of these questions, like, should we go to formula right away? Or should we, you know, keep on nursing? And should my kid get this normal vaccine and all this other stuff? With all of these, like, things that are like now, like, back in the day when my daughters are 14 and 11, and it's like, we always get, yep, line them up for the shots, the third month shots, 6 month shots. And now people are questioning, like, should they get vaccines and all this other stuff? So there's a lot of questions and self-doubt. And I think that, especially being a new parent, I've gone through, like, well, I don't want to ask my parents always this, and I don't want to ask parents who've, you know, been there, because I want to feel like I can do this on my own. But you could be stressing out. There could be a lot of things that you are self-doubting yourself as a parent. From the experience that you have had, and obviously you're not going to tell what people have still told you about that are new parents, but share some of the things that new parents should look for, places like BetterHelp, just to make sure that, you know, they're not beating themselves up.
Another great topic here. I think, you know, with new parents, there's so much that happens in those first couple of years that people just don't talk about. Why? Because it's not that glamorous. It's not that beautiful. A lot of things involved with being a new parent are not joyful. And I think a lot of people understandably may have some fears of being judged for not being like ecstatic for being a new parent and being so grateful to the universe for bringing this new life into my life. It makes a lot of sense to me that people don't want to talk about the bad parts of being a new parent because you don't want to be seen as a bad person. So I think it is important for new parents to find community. There's so many online support groups now. There's so many ways to connect with other new parents, even reaching out for support to people in your family that may not be new parents, but are just more seasoned parents. They probably have a lot of stuff, wisdom, nuggets of expertise at this point to share with you. It's just nobody's really asked them. Nobody's given them the space to talk about that stuff in a safe way. But chances are people in your personal circles right now have a lot of things to share with you to help you remember that what you're going through is normal. And if you don't talk about this stuff and you keep it all in, now you're like kind of stewing in it and starting to judge yourself and inflicting a lot of guilt and shame because of how you feel with some things that feel very impossible to navigate by yourself. You know, we all know that phrase, it takes a village. And I think it's beyond like my neighbor that can babysit today or my grandma that can help with whatever. It's really about leaning on people for support and leaning on others to know that you're not alone in your experience, that you're not a bad person for feeling frustrated with your baby, that you're not any less of a person or less of a mother, less of a father for making various decisions. And, you know, nowadays there's just even information overload. You are constantly, you know, wondering whether you're making the right decision. Is this thing that I'm going to choose in terms of how to feed my child, is it going to affect them as an adult? Am I messing them up right now? Like, these are all really important questions for people to explore and talk about rather than like make up a lot of stories on their own and then spiral into something that becomes unmanageable.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Thank you for your insight on that. And I think one of the reasons I like BetterHelp is my oldest daughter, she was born in February, cold months, and like we were staying in, like we're not going anywhere. We're not like, you know, trekking out because we live in New Jersey at the time, so it was cold, snow, and all that. So we're not going anywhere. And so if parents, new parents are thinking about like, well, maybe I should talk to someone, but like, who's going to babysit? I don't want to bring, you know, someone out in the cold weather, and I don't want to venture out too. And the fact that you can do these calls in the privacy of your own home, you can do it, you know, when I say anytime, relatively anytime that works for you, talk about the like how someone, when they go to BetterHelp, betterhelp.com, and that's HELP.com, betterhelp.com, and of course put up links here at Art of Fatherhood. But talk a little bit about like that process, because sometimes people go to a site and yes, everybody's on their phones, everybody's on their tablets, computers, but it could be a little bit daunting, especially where if someone's nervous about like, should I commit to, you know, talking to someone or getting therapy? Talk about the ways of like people initializing the, you know, working through BetterHelp.
You know, any person, regardless of whether you're a parent or not, generally has a very busy life these days, busy with job, busy with social relationships, busy with just responsibilities that everybody has in the modern world. And your mind is busy. You're constantly thinking about all the things going on, current events wise, in the news, all these, you know, really big things that are difficult to feel like you have any control over. And, you know, part of our mission at BetterHelp is to make seeking therapy convenient. It shouldn't be so hard to find the help. Your life has been hard enough, and that's why you're now wanting to make this decision. And the convenient factor of online therapy, whether it's BetterHelp or even another platform, is just second to none. Like trying to get to somebody's office, you know, if the roads are icy and you have different things to be thinking about in your schedule, you're not only carving out time for your session, but the commute and needing to think about parking depending on where you live. But with this app, like you mentioned, like everybody has their devices on them all the time, but you also have a variety of ways that you can connect with your therapist. Of course, you can have our live video sessions, live phone sessions. But I have had new parents that just put the baby down and they don't want to make any noise. And so that's when you have other options. You can message, you have your live chat feature. There are ways to work around your life circumstance and still find support and help. And with such a large and diverse network of therapists that BetterHelp is now continuing to build, it's more than likely you're going to be able to find someone that can accommodate the communication style that you're looking for too. You know, not all therapists prefer to message all the time, but if messaging is something that's really important to you because of your schedule and what time the kid goes to sleep and all of that, you will be able to find somebody that's going to primarily communicate with you in a way that can be silent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, traditional therapy, you're generally looking at a weekly live session, or even then it's just called sessions, week to week. But with this online option, it is more flexible. You're going to find flexibility here with therapists. And, you know, if you can't make it every Tuesday at 5, you're going to be able to schedule that out pretty quickly. And even last minute changes. Yes, this can be kind of frustrating for a lot of people, but you know, when I'm sitting here at my desk, when I'm sitting here in my home office and I need to reschedule something, now it's just about emailing this person, messaging this, like moving something around my calendar. Nobody had to drive somewhere and be sitting somewhere and waiting for something. So in that way, it can be a lot more convenient for a lot of parents too.
Excellent. And whether it's new parents, whether it's veteran parents, or just, you know, couples that, you know, don't have any kids just yet, sometimes things go unsaid. Sometimes, like, you know, the lack of communication where people just kind of get into the routine where it's like, come home from work or work is done, you go downstairs, you guys have dinner, and maybe the conversation is not that great and you lose that sense of communication and talking. You're, you know, a licensed marriage and family therapist. For couples having this situation where they might kind of fall into a rut and maybe they might get on each other's nerves because someone's not taking their turn to do the laundry or cleaning or cooking or whatever the case may be, we just fall into the ruts, like, I'm going to be silent, I'm going to be doing this. And especially if you have kids, that's not a great model to show, you know, your kid, you and your spouse, to have that. Talk a little bit about how you guys also have, especially for you with your experience, working with couples to make sure that they're on the right page and that they're, you know, being there for each other, because sometimes things go unsaid and it's like, I feel like this person's taking me for granted.
Yes. So you're describing, or it sounds like you're exploring the benefits, potential benefits of couples therapy, couples counseling, lots of names. Then backtrack a little bit. This thing that you talked about where a lot of times partners will choose to hold their tongue, that might be because they're trying to preserve peace. They don't want to get into a conflict in front of the kids. They don't want to pick at something that they feel like they've been nagging about for years. Or it's like, maybe it'll just go away. It'll get better over time. Like, you know, it's the same thing that we talked about earlier. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting for it to suddenly change on its own, some people would say that that's illogical, irrational. When it comes down to it, we choose not to say things to our partners because we think that we're protecting something. We think that we might be protecting the relationship. We think that we're protecting harmony. But what we're doing instead, you know, you brought up modeling for kids. We're showing our kids that it's better to not say how you really feel. It's better not to talk about what you're really thinking because that's better for everybody. That's like the message that's being sent, even if that's not what you're intending to do. And, you know, you're also kind of showing in some kind of way that there's a dwindling a sense of self-respect. I respect myself enough and I respect you enough to be honest about how I really feel, even if it's going to be a really difficult conversation. And sometimes that can be really, really hard, even next to impossible to do if you and your partner have come to some kind of dynamic that's just been playing out over and over again for years. So it can be really helpful to have a third party who's not entangled in your social life, who's not emotionally attached to you as a family member, an outsider, right? An objective outsider who eventually will not always be so objective because they themselves are a human and you're forming a human connection with them. Yeah. But sometimes it can be really helpful to just have someone there to mediate, to help teach you fair fighting rules, ways in which that you can get into conflict and talk about things that are difficult without bringing up the past or doing personal attacks on character and like these kinds of things, leaving out the stuff that really makes a discussion turn into an explosive fight. So considering that somebody else on the outside can be helpful can be very helpful for people to look into. You know, I think parents, especially now after the past couple of years, have probably realized like all those times that I said I could do it so much better than my kid's teacher. Maybe I wasn't right about that. I think about that now too. It's like, maybe it's time to accept that you can't always do everything by yourself, and it's okay to lean on others. It's okay to lean on professionals who are trained to do this, that went to school to explore this stuff with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well said. And I was just laughing because, you know, all of those memes broke out where it was like, teachers are now getting the respect they finally deserve, right? And so, and now too, we're, you know, people listening to this conversation, I hope they'll be like, you know what, you know, my spouse and I love her, love him, whatever the case may be, but like, I just wish we could kind of talk through this, and I don't know how to approach it. Maybe we can, you know, have a third party, like you said, look at it objectively. So thank you very much for that. We mentioned like, you know, modeling for your kids and making sure that they kind of speak out. For me and my wife, our two daughters, we at dinner, we have these conversations. We talk about like highs and lows and, you know, what, like, you know, we'll talk about certain things. Like my oldest is into the Haunted Mansion and my youngest plays the saxophone. So we'll have these conversations, but, and we always say like, feel free to tell us anything. We kind of like, that's one of our mantras, right? But then there are times where I do want to talk to my parents, but I don't know if I really want to open up about this, right? And so BetterHelp is also there for kids too. And all of the things that, you know, parents might see the Instagram live of this parent doing it correctly, like, oh my gosh, why am I not like this parent? But if you look behind the lines of the Instagram lens, it's like that person was struggling to get that perfect picture, right? So it's the parents will probably know that, but they still be like, I need to be like that. It's tougher for kids. Kids are on social media. Our kids, my oldest, she has a phone, but she's not on social media because we're like, you don't need that just yet. But for kids who are on social media and see like, these are the trends and this is how you should fit in, how can parents kind of realize that, you know what, I'll talk to my kids about if they want to speak to someone, a professional, for just sharing their thoughts and maybe getting through some tough times that maybe they don't feel comfortable talking to their parents?
That's a meaty one. yeah, because it's not easy ever to tell anybody, I think you should talk to somebody. Like, nobody wants to hear that either. Yeah. So, you know, when it comes to your own child and recognizing that they may benefit from talking to a professional and how to bring that up is very sensitive. I would actually tap into this thing we're talking about. They're always online anyway. They are on their phones. They're being exposed to all kinds of things. And chances are in this day and age, when so many people are talking about mental health and therapy, they've come across something. So, I mean, my approach is always, not just like with kids, right? But with anybody, if I want to bring up a topic, I try to start with a moment of relatability with myself. So that's how we can model in the first place, showing them that I feel comfortable and safe talking about my mental health struggles. Sometimes I have debilitating anxiety. I get so worried about something that instead of going into action planning mode, I want to curl up into a fetal position and just take a nap. And sometimes when I do that, it ends up making the next day even harder. And then I get into a deeper hole. And, you know, just talking about that stuff openly shows your kid that it's a safe place with you to talk about that stuff openly. And then, you know, whatever conversation comes from that, I do think some questions will come from kid, from you, whoever. And then it's an opportunity to ask about like, well, what about therapy? Is that something that you've ever heard of? Is that something that you have questions about? And then as a parent, it's like, if you don't know everything, which is fine, it's a great opportunity to do research together with your kid. Well, let's look into it together. Let's see what kinds of things are out there that we can both get involved in. Let's see what I can do to help support you in feeling better. So it's not about having all the answers, but I think it's about making a safe environment for your kid to feel like they can ask for help or they can ask you to find other help. And it's really just, you know, making things safe, making things comfortable, not necessarily like you have to tell me everything that's going on with you right now, because we all know that teens especially don't respond very well to that.
Yeah.
It's just about like, I'm here for you. I have my presence for you. And whatever that means, you know, we're going to figure this out together, and I want to support you. It doesn't mean that you have to tell me everything, but I want to make sure that you're safe. So what can I do? What can we do together as a family to help you get there?
I like that. And I appreciate you sharing that. And you've been very generous with your time. Before I let you go, you know, I asked you all my questions, but you're the professional, and if there's nothing you want to conclude, that's fine, but I would kind of be remiss if I didn't ask you your opinion. If there's something that I miss, especially in this parenting space, fatherhood, motherhood space, or just family dynamic that maybe myself or other families should look out for, you know, when they're thinking about getting some professional help, some therapy, using BetterHelp, is there something that we should be aware of that maybe I didn't ask you just because I'm not well versed in this space?
Parting thoughts. Starting a family with your partner is a big thing. And I think that's when both people start realizing, like, whoa, we were raised really differently. Most of the time, that's the case. Most people find themselves in relationship with someone that had a different life from them. That's just like how the world ends up working out. And sometimes it's not until the first child arrives that you really have to start thinking about how we're going to raise this small person. Because what I thought was the right way to feed them, or the right way to put them to sleep, or the right way to send them to school. Now my spouse has all these differing opinions. They have different ideas. And I think for new parents, even seasoned parents, it's important to think about your family of origin, the way that you were raised and how different that might be, and getting on the same page as your spouse, which might mean working together to break patterns. It could be that things that happened to you as a child are not things that you want repeated with your own. And that requires teamwork, right? Whether it's your spouse or your co-parenting or other adults in your life that you're leaning on for support in this way. It's very important for all the adults to be on the same page, because it can be really confusing for kids to see the adults like not agreeing on anything, because that will start shaping their worldview. Okay, nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows how to guide us or lead us in any way. So I know this is all very scattered, but it comes from, I think, everybody's personal experience of wanting the best for their kids, but also, having a lot of baggage from their own childhood a lot of the time. So it could mean that you get yourself into therapy first to figure that stuff out on your own with your partner, whoever. And in that way, we can definitely show our kids that we want to be healthy. We want them to be healthy. We're still individuals. I think that's another thing that a lot of parents may not consider, is like showing that you can still maintain your identity as a parent. That's like an long-term thing that will pan out through your kids' adulthood. But I think it's important for kids to see that parents have an identity outside of just being parents too. So lots of stuff there, but I am just really appreciative that you and other creators out there are speaking about these things, because it wasn't that long ago that nobody was talking about this stuff, especially talking about being a dad. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for the help. I think I appreciate you kind of just recapping and just sharing your thoughts, because again, you're the professional. I want to leave my audience with a lot of food for thought, and that was great. There's a lot of things, and what you said right there about when you come, when you're thinking about having starting a family, talk about things like allowances, homework time, sports, activities, because there's a lot of things you're like, wait, we're not going to do this? So you're spot on with that. So thank you very much. People, make sure you go to betterhelp.com, and make sure you go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/ Art of Fatherhood, to get 10% off your first month. You can work with people like Hesu that, is helping people out, just find their way in navigating through this crazy time right now. But I thank you for the great work you're doing and the great work that everybody else is doing at BetterHelp. And I'm very excited to be working with you guys. I want to thank this week's sponsor of the Art of Fatherhood podcast, which is BetterHelp. They are doing a lot of great work for people looking to get help and just making sure that they can be the best they can be. Remember to get the 10% off your first month by going to BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp/ Art of Fatherhood. And also want to thank you for checking out the Art of Fatherhood show every week. Please rate, subscribe, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And also check out theartoffatherhood.net. You can have a chance to check out some great articles like the weekly Dad's Doing It Right column, the Collector of the Week, and many more. Plus, you have a chance to win some very cool prizes like video games, collectibles, all that good stuff. Go to artoffatherhood.net, and please make sure you rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts, because I'll greatly appreciate it to get the word out on the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.